Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet him, hit him up on Facebook, and let him know that it's going down here today. Glory to God. First of all, we're going to go ahead with a few announcements. I want to encourage you to make sure that you mark your calendars and listen to the shows and keep them in mind because, you know, God is moving. And don't miss the move of God. I know some folks say, well, if I can't go to church, then that don't mean God ain't moving. No, he's moving. You just got to know where to go and know how to catch it. Glory to God. You know, some things can be taught. Amen. And some things have to be caught. So let's get, you know how to catch it. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, first of all, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, one of the prayerless women of God that I know. Glory to God. Now, if you missed it, you need to go back and listen. All the shows are pre-recorded, and it's ministered with you in mind. God ain't short of his promises. If he said it, then he's going to do it. So I encourage you to go back and hear her. Amen. It was an awesome, awesome message on yesterday. The show came on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. Glory to God. Don't miss these shows because you know what? You never know how God wants to minister to you. There could be a word that you've been looking for or you want to hear that God brings through the men and women of God who comes and break bread with you. Glory to God. So don't forget to tune in and hear what the Lord is saying. Glory to God. And if you move on down, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break to go get you a glass of water, get you some juice, whatever, Coke, Sprite, lemonade, whatever it may be. And then you'll hear the next voice will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. And if you move on up just a little bit on Tuesday night, we have the Power Impact Team. I want you to make sure you tune in because you don't know, like I said, you don't know what you may hear. You don't know what you're missing. The Word of God is still going forth. God is still moving in the earth on today. Glory to God. So don't miss the move of God. Hallelujah. We have none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, then hook up with them on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Yes, we have a pastor. So hook up with them on Facebook. Inbox them and let them know what the need is so they will get back with you momentarily. Don't be afraid to let someone know that you need some help. You know, so many times people forget, you know, God used people. He raining no manna down. He used people to help you in the earth on today. I know some you may not be able to go to, but there are some that you can go to. You know, just ask him to lead you and guide you in the right direction, and he will hook you up with the hookup. Glory to God. So don't forget, keep all these announcements in mind. And I'm going to encourage you to come on and partner. And in partnering with us, we only ask for $25 or more. Come on, you eat more than that when you go to the restaurant, you know? Amen. Glory to God. So don't cut God short. Hallelujah. Because, you know, it does take ministry. You know, it takes money to fund the ministry. And he, like I said, he ain't raining down no matter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that means somebody has to go in their pocket and pay. Hallelujah. You can't pay enough for ministry. Really, you can't. Because it takes time to hear from God. You got to pull yourself apart. Those are the people that who are diligent enough to do those things and take days off and listen to the Lord and hear him speak. Glory to God. You can't pay for all that. Hallelujah. But I encourage you to partner only $25 or more. And what we do, You will get ministry all through the week, all the way down to Sunday. So I encourage you to partner with us, and you can go online, amen, and we all have Facebook pages that you can click on, and you can inbox us and let us know what you want to do and how much you want to pledge, and we'll walk you through if you don't know. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. With all that in mind, keep the announcements in mind. I'm going to go ahead up and open up my line right now for prayer. If you desire prayer, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. You don't have to tell me your name, but I do want you to encourage you to give me your prayer request. So, and also tell me what part of the world you're calling from. You don't have to tell your name. Hallelujah. We're not going to call you out. We just want to pray for you so God can move in your life like never before. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have caller 917. You are live and on the air.
Praise God. God bless you, woman of God. My name is Brother Andrew. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York. I give honor to the presence of the Lord, and I just thank God for this opportunity to be on the air. And I'm calling my prayer request. I want prayer for my goddaughter. Her name is Shamika Alexander. She came up against me, turned on me, and the enemy had this youth to come against me. But I'm just believing God to pray that God would touch her heart, bring restoration and move and re-reconcile. And I just need a miracle in this situation. And you could pray for me however way the Lord leads you. God bless you, prophetess.
Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we ask you, God, to give them peace, Lord, in this situation, oh Lord, because you know, Lord God, only you know, Lord God, and only you can do what the power of the Holy Ghost power can do. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to give peace, Lord God, where peace is needed, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, we ask you to strengthen them, Lord God, in the relationship, oh Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Let them know you like never before, oh Lord. Lord, let them see, Lord God, you work a mighty miracle,
yes,
Lord God, between
yes
them, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know you to be a miracle-working God, and we know, Lord, that you don't fall short of your miracles, oh Lord.
Yes.
So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for you are a miracle working God, and you can work miracles in this situation right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, and we give you the glory. We give you honor, oh God,
yes,
and
Jesus,
we praise your heavenly name on high, Lord, because we know, Lord God, that all things work together for the good of them that love
yes
the Lord God and those that are called according to your purpose, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you'll give
thank
them peace,
you,
Lord God, and let them rest in you, Lord. Whatever's going on, Lord, only you know, Lord God, and you can settle it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, caller, for calling in. Just believe the miracle of God and the power of God is working in your life. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If anybody else desire prayer on this line, would you please press the 1 and we will bring you in. If not, we're going to go on down the road. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you, Lord God, on this day, Lord, to bless each and every one who took time out to come on this line, Lord, in the name of Jesus, whatever the need may be, Lord, because God, only you know, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we bind that spirit of fear, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, fear, Lord, for not coming on the line, pressing the 1, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and administer healing on the line on today, Lord God, whether it's in a mind, Lord God, or whether it's physical or mental, Lord, we know, Lord, that you can work it out, oh, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just ask you, Lord God, to do what the power of the Holy Ghost power can do, Lord. You can heal. You can set free, Lord, the captives in the name of Jesus, those that need a freeing in their mind. Those that mind, Lord God, is going everywhere except where it needs to go and to stay on you, Lord, because you said in your word, those that keep their mind on you, you will keep them in perfect peace. Those that need peace in their mind, Lord, on today, we ask you to give it to them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know that all things will work together. Oh, my God, my God. For the good of them, Lord God, they got to love you first and know that everything else will be all right. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard. We know, Lord God, that you're a peacekeeper, you're a peacemaker. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares. Everything that you're concerned about, cast it upon God. You're trying to figure it out, but understand, he already got it worked out. Glory to God. So take it to the Lord in prayer. You know, sometimes we can sit and we can wonder and we can ponder on different things. Hallelujah. But you know what we fail to do? Lord, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to handle this situation? And sometimes when we sit and we wonder and we ponder, and then the next thing you know, you're all stressed, highly stressed out. Your hair falling out. Good God Almighty, glory to God. You can't sleep at night. Glory to God. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. But when we cast it up on him and know that he will work it out, and he will, hallelujah. And if you didn't get an answer the first time, just continue. Continue to pray. Continue to bombard heaven. Let him know, Lord, I am interested in what you have to say. Not what man have to say, but what you have to say, Lord. So I'm asking you, God, to work this thing out, Lord God. This situation is too heavy. It's too heavy for me to bear, Lord. So, God, I'm casting it on you. And that's what you do. Just talk to him. Some say, well, I don't know what to say. You talk to people so you can talk to him too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's nothing special you got to say. Just say what's on your mind. Say, Lord, this is bothering me. And I need you to work it out. I need you to fix it. And I need you to fix it, Lord God, now. Lord, I need this thing fixed. Glory to God. And he will fix it. He'll work it out. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead on with the message on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading from 1 Kings chapter 3. 1 Kings chapter 3. And I'm going to start at the first verse. The title of my message is Ask and you shall receive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You know, I'm sorry, hallelujah, let's rephrase that. Ask for what you want. There we go. Hallelujah, my God, my God. You know how some people always ask for stuff they don't need. They say, Lord, give me $1 million. Okay, if he ain't taught you how to handle your check when you get it and you're spending it everywhere, hallelujah, except paying your tithes and paying your all, giving an offering, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, sowing the little seeds, hallelujah. If you ain't learned that, how are you going to give you $1 million and you do the right thing with it? Glory to God. He got to teach you from day one. You know, you have to sometimes take baby steps. And you know what? Yes, I do hear you. You know what? Some people right now are just really taking baby steps and learning how to handle, you know, their money and learning how to do different things. But that's okay. It don't matter when you started. The thing is that you're starting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you have to be careful about asking for stuff that you know you don't need. What am I going to, if I'm sick, amen, glory to God, thank God I am healed, I'm healthy, I'm whole. Glory to God. I'm just saying, for instance, hallelujah, then, okay, what would I do with $1 million? Yes, I could pay them doctor bills, I could pay the rent, glory to God. But most of all, I need healing first. Hallelujah. And then, you know, he heals you first. And then you say, Lord, okay, now, Lord, you done healed me and raised me up, Lord God. Now I need some money to pay these bills and do whatever it is I need to do, Lord. Now you raise me up. You have to learn how to focus. Hallelujah. If the money is what you need, then yes, you ask. Hallelujah. But understand, don't rob God. We done talked about this a whole lot. Hallelujah. I know some of y'all say I'm tired, but okay, that's okay. Hallelujah. Well, let me tell you something. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I approve this message. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know you may be tired, but understand. Let me just give you a little example, and we're going to get into the message on today. Amen. You know, I called this one person, and I said, you know what? This is what you need to do. I said, you know, God woke me up out of my dream, out of a dream, in a good sleep. For you, I said, man, I said, I was sleeping so good. I said, really? I was sleeping good. And I said, okay. And I said, now, Lord, what do you want me to do with this? So he told me to call this person and tell them, okay, that they need to soak. They need to sow it. Listen, everybody can sow time, you know, but you know, it's hard when you ask people to sow their money. Yeah, they'll give you a time. They may give you a dime or two. They may even give you, hallelujah, glory to God, a meal. They'll sow those things. But when it comes to money, sometimes people scrunch up and it's hard for them to release it. But understand, if what you ain't got, amen, what you got ain't enough, amen, to meet your need, then it's your seed, glory to God. So I called him up, and I said, listen, this is what the Lord told me to tell you. I said, you woke me up out of a deep sleep, man. I was sleeping really good, too, glory to God. Hallelujah. And he said, well, I said, do you understand what I'm telling you? He said, yeah, I understand it. I said, listen, I said, do you really understand what I'm telling you now? If you don't ask questions so I can help you to understand what I'm telling you to do, it can't come from mama. It can't come from daddy. It can't come from anybody else. It's got to come out of your pocket. Glory to God. So I had to give him some specific instructions. So once I gave him the specific instructions, well, they pondered on it for a little while. So I was led to go back to him again. I said, listen, it wasn't a forced thing. You know, I just wanted to make sure that they understood what I said. Hallelujah. And they said, yeah, I understood it. I said, you need to do it now. Because there were some things that was coming, glory to God, hallelujah. And God wanted them to sow a seed because he was going to take care of those things that was coming. And then those things that was coming, hallelujah, glory to God, he wouldn't let it be so. Huh? And guess what? He didn't let it be so. Well, after all that and out of all that, God turned everything else around. Everything the enemy was meaning for bad, he turned it around and made it good. He set him on high. Good God Almighty. Now, that's the God that we serve. So remember, hallelujah, when you sow a seed, hallelujah, name your seed as you're sowing it. Don't just throw it out there. You know, somebody always says, scroll. I said, no, it ain't scroll, okay? Yeah, you know, we're down south, so it's different words, different things that we say. I said, no, it's not scroll. I said, it's so, okay? Hallelujah. They always say I'm trying to correct them, but that's just not the case. Hallelujah. I just want you to get it right. Hallelujah. And say the right thing. Hallelujah. And, you know, it's so. And there's nothing wrong with that. You want to sow, sow. Hallelujah. He said, give, and it shall be given. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Hallelujah. And some of y'all need to learn how to sow. It's okay. Hallelujah. But you need to learn how to sow. Learn how to give. Hey, amen. What's dear to you? Say, Lord, I ain't got enough right here, so I'm going to give you this seed. And I'm going to get, and Lord, I expect even the more because, Lord, I need more. So I'm just telling you, hallelujah, how you get it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you can sow what is dear to you, amen, and a lot of people do scrunch on their money, then guess what? He's going to return it back to you. And you know what? I understand. Amen. What you asking for may not be what you need, glory to God. Because once you sow it, then sometimes money don't just come back to you. What it is he'll make a way for that thing that you're sowing for. Hallelujah. They may put it back on the back burner. This hold up. You know, I know that y'all doing this and y'all trying to do this and you're doing this and you know, and you know what they'll say? Well, hold up. You know, you seem like good people to me, so I'm going to help you out. He'll give you favor with whomever. He may give you favor with the banker. He may give you favor with insurance. He may give you favor wherever favor is needed. Glory to God. So that's what you do. Let's get on into the message. Hallelujah. I'm coming from chapter 3. I'm going to start at the first verse. And I'm just going to give you a little bit of a background. You know, David was Solomon's father, and what it was, he was telling him, you know, I'm dying, you know, I'm old age, you know, and I ain't gonna be here long, and I'm gonna pass the baton over to you. So, but then here's what you need to do, son. You need to listen up. Glory to God. He said, this is what you need to do. The demands David gave Solomon, he said, you know, be strong, be a strong leader, obey and follow his demands and his commands, his laws and his rules. He said that are written in the teaching of Moses. If you do these, he said, if you do these things, you will succeed in all you do. He said, a man from your family will always be king. See, he was setting his son up. You know, a good father will tell his son, listen, this is what you do, son. Okay, don't go out there getting all the children, amen, in different areas and all. Hey, glory to God, hallelujah. Don't go out there doing anything you think you're big enough to do, glory to God. But he was setting him up, telling him, if you keep his commandment, then watch what he do. If you keep God's commandment, then watch what he do, glory to God. He'll open up the windows for you. He'll give you blessings that you won't have room enough to receive, glory to God. And then, you know, whenever you tell your sons and your daughters, amen, how they should do and how they should live, and then, you know, they walk in the statutes of the Lord and they walk by his commands and they do his demands, glory to God, then you know what? Someone will always be on top. Glory to God. Let's move on. Ah, amen. We're going to go ahead now with verse 1. And Solomon made affinity with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David until he had made an end of building his own house and the house of the Lord and the walls of Jerusalem around about. See, he took Pharaoh's daughter, but he took her in before he even had a house. Hallelujah. But then when he finished building the house, then that's where they went into the house. I understand, amen, glory to God, what people are saying, you know, I need to have a house to put you in. Well, you know what? Understand. Sometimes you might have to go to an apartment, but it's okay. That ain't where you're going to stay, but that's where you're going to start. Glory to God. That may be your starting point, but that don't mean you got to stay at that point. Let's move on. Glory to God. See right here? It's the truth and the gospel. Verse 2. Only the people sacrificed in high places because there was no house built into the name of the Lord until those days. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statues of David, his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. See, Solomon loved the Lord. He listened at what his father had told him. You know, you listen and you do what he say. Hallelujah. And you can't go wrong. Because sometimes you get so caught up in, I want to do. But you got to remember to follow the book, follow the Bible, and understand you will succeed. See, Solomon was listening at David when he was telling him, listen, you do everything that he's telling you to do, and you can't go wrong. You know, someone will always be king in our family. Someone will always be on top to see a good parent leave a legacy for his children and then his children's children. Hallelujah. You know, they leave inheritance for their children and their children's children. You know, there are some that say, you know, whenever they, you know, I've heard this and I thank you, Lord. I heard this before, you know, when sometimes when men get wives and different stuff and then sometimes when wives get husbands and just different things. And they say, well, you know what? I'm not leaving her a dime to go and get married, no other man. Well, what difference do it make? You're going to be gone to heaven, gone to glory, I hope. Glory to God. So what difference does it make? Hallelujah. If she marries again and spends it on, what difference do it make? Glory to God. You ain't coming back here. My God. Let's move on. Verse 5. Is Gibeon the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give thee. See, you know, that's what I was saying about the dream. You know, sometimes he will put you in that dream, in that trance. It's lovely. I know some of y'all haven't been there. Glory to God. But you know, you can go there. And you know, you can have anything from God that you ask for. Glory to God. You want more wisdom, knowledge, understanding. If you want God to show himself up to you even the more, you can study and you can get there. But you know what happens so many times? Everybody is so busy. They won't take time out to pray and ask for the right thing. You can always ask for the wrong, but it's hard to ask for the right thing, which is more of this word, more of him. Because guess what? Everything that you got, amen, the house, the car, the land, the honey, the money, all that right there, it ain't going with you. But guess what? The word of God will stand strong in you, and it will help you. You'll help you to succeed in life. And you know you left a legacy because you walk this word, and your children walk by this word. Just so much as Solomon, he walking by this word, as David told him to stand strong, be a strong king. You can't be no weak person here on earth. Glory to God. Let's move on. And he had a dream, and he said, okay, let's see what he said in the dream. And Solomon said, verse 6, thou hast showed unto thy servant, David my father, great mercy according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. He was telling the Lord, you know, Lord, I thank you. You know, David walked with you, and you gave him a son to sit on the throne in his place. And that's what he was saying. He's saying, Lord, I thank you for doing that. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 7. And now, O Lord, my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David, my father. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. He said, I don't know right from wrong. He said, because I'm just a little child. That's what he was telling him. But understand, glory to God, even though you are a child, hallelujah, you come to him as humble as you know how. You are a child. He will show you things, how to do, and the right and the wrong, and how to discern different things, glory to God, and how to stay out of harm's way. And if you listen, when you spend time with God, but you're so busy. I got to go. I got to watch TV. I got to go. I got to hear the news. I got to go. I got to go here. I got to go there. You're so busy. He ain't got time to talk to you. Glory to God. You got to take time out. Even if it's so, if all you can do is 30 minutes, 20, 30 minutes, let that be the silent 30 minutes that you can spend with the Lord. No phone, no nothing, no TV, no nothing. Glory to God. Let that be your time of intimacy with the Lord. Hallelujah. If you got 15 minutes, start off 15. Amen. I give you 15. Come on now. Everybody can do 15 now. And then move up. Hallelujah. And when he began to talk to you and he began to suck with you, you'll want more. And you'll want more. And before you know it, you'll want more. You'll be like, okay, I got to go. I need to hear from the Lord. I'm sorry. Holler. Okay? Come on. You can do it. I know you can do it. Amen. I'm going to challenge everybody on this line, hallelujah, to take time out and just hear from the Lord. Just be in silence. No TV, no nothing, no, not nothing. Baseball, apple pie, football, glory, glory to God, Chevrolet. Just take time out and listen. Hallelujah. Let's move on down to verse 8. And thou servant is in the midst of my people which thou hast chosen. A great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for a multitude. He was saying there was a lot of people there, you know, and he was going to be king. So he wanted to know what to do and how to do it. That's what he was asking. He was saying, Lord, I don't know how. So I'm telling you, I don't know how. But let's move on to verse 9 here. He said, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thou so great a people? And what he was saying, he said, the multitude here was so great. You know what? Solomon was going to have to deal with some different things. And he wanted God to give him the discerning of the spirit. He wanted to give him wisdom so he would know how to judge and know the right from the wrong, you know, and can't nothing take that away. Glory to God. You know, that is better than money sometimes. Glory to God. I know money answers all matters, yes. But you understand, if you got the right discerning of the spirit and the wisdom that you need. Well, don't go over here. Don't buy this. Don't spend your money on this because this is not good. Don't go over here and get these people your money because guess what? They don't take it. Hallelujah. And you're not going to get the product that you paid for. Hallelujah. That's good. Glory to God. And that's what he was saying because he wanted to be able to judge God's people right. You know, You'll have to ask God, God, help me to do the right thing. Help me, Lord God. There's so many people that were going to come to Solomon with problems and different things going on, and he had to be able to listen to make sure he would judge them rightly, because he could have made some bad calls if he had just did it on his own. You know, I was looking it up, and I was talking to someone about it. You know, the three kinds of wisdom, we ain't going to get all into it, but I'm just going to give you just a little bit. There are three kinds of wisdom: the wisdom of the world, the wisdom of man, and guess what? The wisdom of God. Now, which one would you rather have that's going to help you out? Glory to God. Amen. I heard you. Let's keep moving. Glory to God. And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. You see right here, he didn't ask for money. He didn't ask for honey. All he asked was, Lord, give me the discernment, give me wisdom, so I would know how to judge these people right. Because he didn't want to judge nobody wrong, and then, you know, it'll be on his hands. Then, you know what he could have, now just think about it. What he could have did, just went on and said, okay, let me just tell you, do this, 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 and that's it. That's it. But instead, before he even came into that place, what he did was he said, Lord, give me wisdom, give me understanding, give me knowledge, glory to God. Those three things right there is what you walk by. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes they don't, well, you know what, I'm just going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do, and sometimes it just, it falls through, because guess what? You fail to ask him, Lord, how should I handle this? Tell me, what should I do? You know, I always, when something comes and it's something big that I got to handle, and I said, Lord, hold up, wait a minute, let me back it up. I said, you know what, I forgot to ask you, how do I need to handle this thing? So this thing is bothering me, glory to God. Just put it out there and let him know, Lord, no, you got to help me with this, glory to God. And guess what, he will. But if you don't ask, he ain't going to do it. Hallelujah. Don't ask him for nothing that you don't need. Because sometimes people can ask for stuff that they don't need. How can you ask him for a wife if you don't know how to treat her? How can you ask him for a husband if you don't know how to treat people? First of all, that's where it starts. You got to know how to treat people before you'll know how to treat a wife or a husband. Glory to God. And sometimes people don't. They say, Lord, I want this man. I just want him. I want him. I want this woman. I want, I want. But you don't know how to treat people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Let's move on to verse 12. Behold, I have done according to thy word. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. He said, because you didn't ask, hallelujah, he was going to give it to him, hallelujah, and give him even more. He didn't ask for nothing. He didn't ask for nothing concerning with money. All he wanted to do to be able to do what David was telling him, to do the commands and the demands of the Lord and walk in the ways of the Lord, glory to God. How many people ask for that now? How many people ask for, Lord, well, let me just put it like this. They said, Lord, give me a closer relationship with you. I hear this sometimes, glory to God. Okay, well, what are you doing to draw near to him? Because whatever you're doing, then guess what? He said, whatever you ask, I shall give, hallelujah, glory to God. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Okay, you're asking, but are you seeking? Hallelujah. Because they got to work together. If you're asking me, Lord, I'm seeking because I'm reading. I'm studying, Lord God. I am praying, Lord. I'm trying to get closer, but seem like something just keep pulling me back. Hallelujah. Do you ask him like that? Hallelujah. So that's why you haven't came into that place, because you're asking, hallelujah. You're saying, Lord, I want to get closer to you. But the thing about it is you're not doing your part to get closer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Let's go to verse 13. And I have given thee that which thou hast asked, has not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. You know what he was saying? Because you asked and you're obeying. He listened at what his father was telling him, you know, to make sure you stay, amen, and good and right standing with the Lord. Don't do nothing that you ain't supposed to do. Make sure you stay in right standing with the law of Moses, and everything gonna work out. So there will continue to be a king. Hallelujah. There will continue to be someone in charge. Glory to God. And you just think about that. You're setting it up. Not for just yourself, but for your children and your children's children. Glory to God. Because he was walking in the way of the Lord. Let's move on. And if thou will walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. He was saying he will lengthen the days of you, his days of his life. That's what he was saying. If he could continue to walk in the way David walked, glory to God. That's what you want. You want to be able, hallelujah, to have long life. You know, continue on with the gospel of God until he called you home. Continue on spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, there's nothing wrong with making money. Nothing. We know we have to make money to pay bills and do different stuff. We know that. You know, but understand, if you're doing what you're supposed to do for the Lord, then guess what? He's going to increase you. See right here, Solomon, and he asked for none of that. All he asked for was discernment, and he wanted wisdom so he can judge people carefully. He didn't want to judge them wrong. He didn't want to say, okay, well, you go ahead, throw them on in jail. Glory to God, because they ain't doing nothing. Just throw them on in jail. I don't want to see them no more. No, he wanted to judge them rightly. He didn't want to judge them wrong. Glory to God. Let's move on, verse 15. And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and offered up burnt offerings and offered peace offerings and made a feast to all his servants. That's verse 16. Then came there two women. I want you to listen very closely. Then came there two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him. Okay, you see right here. Now, here come his first, the first people that he going to have to judge, hallelujah. He was going to have to discern the right from the wrong. You know, sometimes we can get caught up, and we can call it wrong, and it's just as right as I don't know what. You can call it wrong, and it's just as, hallelujah, it's right, and you can call the right wrong. Sometimes people get so twisted, and it's a lot when you're trying to go by what the world system says and say, Lord, I want you to show me this. Show me what's going on here. I remember, amen, there was this person that called me, and I'm like, Lord, now there's something right about this. So I went in prayer right there. I listened to him, and we text back for quite a while, glory to God, probably about an hour. I said, Lord, now something ain't right about this. I just kept praying. I said, Lord, you said if I ask, you'll show me what's not right about this, okay? And so he did. It didn't take long. And I said, see? And guess what I did? I blocked him. Glory to God. I said, yes, time to block him now. Thank you, Lord, for showing me. So I blocked him. Hallelujah. So see, you have to be careful because people try to get you caught up in stuff. Hallelujah. That's what Solomon wanted to make sure, that he had the discerning of the Spirit so he can judge, you know, the people, discern the people rightly and not wrongly. Because you don't want to go off on nobody and do the wrong thing and say something to people that you know is wrong and is right, and then you call it the right wrong. That's what people are doing so much nowadays. Let's move on to verse 17. And the one woman said, oh, my Lord, and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered. In other words, she was saying I had a baby. They was in the house together. They was two harlots. Hallelujah. Y'all know what a harlot is. Hallelujah. And they both had children. Let's move on. That this woman was delivered also, and we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. She was saying there was nobody in the house but me and her, just us two, hallelujah. And both of them, amen, was with child at the time. And she was saying they both had children. Let's see verse 19. And this woman's child died in the night, because she overlaid it. In other words, she laid on it, hallelujah, suffocated the child, hallelujah, glory to God. Verse 20, and she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me while thine handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. So she was trying to say what it was. The child died, and then the other woman came, got her child, and laid her the baby that was alive over in her bed, and then laid the dead child over here with the other woman. You see how people can do some stuff. Let's move on. And when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did bear. See, she was saying, that's not my child. Don't you know a mom know a child now? Come on. You can be somewhere in the house and they can be outdoors. And if you hear that child cry, you've heard them so many times, it's something about it. You're going to know that child is crying. You're going to go to that door and say, what's wrong? You know, glory to God. Come on now. You know this woman knew her child. Hallelujah. And that's what she was explaining to Solomon. See, Solomon had asked God for the discerning of the spirit. Let's see what happened. Hallelujah. And the other woman said, nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son. And this said, no, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. Thus they spake before the king. See, they was telling Solomon, trying to explain who child it was. But you know, the little sneaky woman had went over there and laid the dead child over there, and she had then went back and got the live child and laid on her side, okay? And then she gonna pretend that this was her child. Come on now. Amen. Glory to God. You see how it works like that? People will do stuff like that. They'll come to you, amen, saying some stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's far from the truth. Say, hold up. Wait a minute. But you know what? So many times I find out people always use their scenario, you know. Ain't nothing wrong with your scenario, but your scenarios ain't always right. Glory to God. You know, people are really opinionated now. Not God-nated, but opinionated. They can give you their opinion all they want of glory to God. They'll reach back. Well, you know what? Way back then, you know, this is what I used to do, and this is what I did, and it worked. Well, you know, I'm hearing this. He said he want to do a new thing. I understand we give testimonies. We're overcome by testimonies to other people. But God wants to do a whole new thing. What worked out for me, amen, he may work it a different way for you, but he wants you to hear the testimony, amen, so you'll know that he will work it out. That's what it is. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 23. Then said the king, the one saith, this is my son and liveth, and thou son is the dead. And the other saith, nay, but thou son is the dead, and my son is the living. So he was talking to him about, okay, he's getting understanding, okay, making sure. Now you said it's your child, and you say it's your child, right? So that's what he was telling them, okay? Because they had done laid it out there for him, said, okay, the dead child is my child. Then the other one was saying, no, the live child is my child. So they was kind of back and forth, you know, arguing about this. Let's see what he said right here in 24. And the king said, bring me the sword. Oh, my God, my God. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, divide the living child in two and give half to the one and half to the other. See, he knew what he was doing. He never intended to cut this child in two, because you know what? A mother, a real true mom, is not going to let him do that. She'd rather just go ahead and she'll say, okay, you can go ahead. Just take it. She ain't going to let him see that child cut in half. No. A true mother is going to look out for a child. A true person is going to look out for that. That's right. Glory to God. That's what it is. Because, see, Solomon hadn't got discerning of the spirit, and God had done added all this other stuff. See, sometimes what you ask for ain't what you really need. So you need to be careful and go back to the drawing board and say, Lord, is this what I really need? Is what I'm asking for? But God, I want you to give me the discerning of the spirit. So when I walk into a store, when I walk somewhere, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that, you know, I can discern things. I went in a place and I'm like, okay, something ain't right up in here. So guess what you need to do? When something ain't, turn around, amen, and walk right on out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't stay there and try to figure it out. Just go ahead and walk out, and he'll tell you later. Amen. Or you'll know what happened later. But that's what you got to do. When you go in, I thought, something ain't right here. I can't stay here. I got to go. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Verse 26. Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, oh, my Lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. You see right here, she wanted him to go ahead, amen, and cut the child in two and give her, and just go ahead and cut it in two. Now, you know she didn't own nothing. You know it wasn't her child, but she wanted to slay the child. You know, a good mother is not going to let nothing happen to their children like that. And, you know, your good father in heaven is not going to let nothing happen to you like that. But when you ask, so many times we don't ask. You need to ask God, you know, Lord, what's going on here? But something ain't right. It seems like I'm trying to go forward and things are going like I want them to go, but every time I try to go forward, things pull me backwards. So what am I not doing? That's what you ought to ask. But sometimes you can always say, well, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing good. But what about something that you aren't doing and he wants you to do it? It could be that one thing that's holding up your blessing. Oh, my God, my God. It could be that one thing, glory to God, that God wants you to do so he can stretch out and give you your miracle. Oh, my God, my God. It could be that one thing, hallelujah, glory to God, that you just, amen, very, you need a whole lot, but you still ain't did what he told you to do. It could be just that one thing that's stopping you, hallelujah, from opening multiple businesses because you ain't did the first thing he asked, glory to God. It could be that one thing that he's telling you just to go ahead and sow a seed and watch what I do, glory to God. It could be just that one thing, glory to God, that you got that he's telling you to, and he told you, go ahead and I need you to take this over here and give it to Sister Sarah, and you say, well, Lord, I'm going to hold on to it for a little while. It could be just that one thing that you don't want to let go of, hallelujah, in your life that will get you to that next place, hallelujah. God wants to bless everybody. You see right here, this woman going to say, go ahead and cut me. Nah, Solomon had wisdom, and he had discerning of the Spirit of God, so he can tell her, okay, I'm listening at all the little details. Sometimes you don't get the whole shebang of the information that you need. Sometimes you just only get half, and then you go dwelling and doing off half. But understand, always get the whole thing. Amen. Glory to God, because you can go far if you get the whole thing. Don't just get one little thing, because when God gives you the discerning of the Spirit, don't just use it one time, but continue to use it. Hallelujah. Ask him, Lord, I want more, Lord. Refill me, Lord, if I ain't got it. Refill me so I won't go out and make mistakes and buy stuff and do stuff that you don't even want me to do. Glory to God. I want to remain just like Solomon did. He said, David was telling him to hold on and do God's commands and demands, glory to God. If you do this, then your days will be long and glory to God, and you will be successful. So this is what you need to do. Let's continue on and read the last of this. Amen. Glory to God. Then the king answered and said, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother, therefore. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. You see right there, glory to God, God will give you that wisdom, and he give you that discerning, that knowledge to do whatever it is you want to do, hallelujah. It could be that one thing that, you know, that you won't let go of, and that's why you can't have the discerning of the spirit realm and have wisdom as God is wanting to impart in you, hallelujah. Just ask him, hallelujah. He said, just ask. But whatever you're asking for, he'll give it to you, but he's going to give it to you in due season. You ain't going to get it right away. Sometimes you may not get what you want, hallelujah, right then, because it's something he got to get out you, hallelujah. You could be asking him for $1 million, but guess what? Like I said, holy glory to God, he got to get all that out of you the way you spend frivolously and give you that $1 million. So when you get it, you'll know, hallelujah. You got to go ministry first, and then you can go and pay all your other stuff off, and you got to learn how to do that, hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. And that's what you got to do. It could be just that one thing that you're holding on to. My God, hallelujah. And God is trying to tell you to let it go, and you don't want to let it go. Hallelujah. You're remembering way back. You know, God gives you wisdom. He gives you knowledge if you ask for it. You know, sometimes people go way back in 1920 when somebody did something to them. Glory to God. They go back just that far. Said, I remember way back in 1920, I let this person have $10 and they didn't pay me back. So I ain't giving nobody else no money. Glory to God. God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Some people go back in the stacks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But understand, ask him for wisdom. Ask him for what you really, really need. And, you know, ask him, Lord God, open up my understanding to your word and which way to go and which way to flow, Lord. I want you, Lord God, to lead me in the right direction, whichever way I may go, Lord God. Lord, I want you to help me, Lord God, to get more wisdom and get more knowledge when I read the word of God. Give me more wisdom and understanding of the word of God. Let the Holy Ghost power come in and just show me which way to go and lead me in the right direction. Glory to God. And he will do it. You see what he did for Solomon? He didn't even ask him for no money. He didn't even ask him for riches. All he wanted was wisdom. Hallelujah. A discerning of the spirit, and he gave him, hallelujah, all that riches. Solomon was one of the richest men. Glory to God. He really was. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes what you're asking for ain't what you need. Make sure you're asking for exactly what you need. But make sure you're doing your part, tithing, and give it. Glory to God. Because we serve an awesome God, and he will return it back to you. Hallelujah. Psalm 30, Psalm 60, Psalm 100-fold return. So just make sure if you're doing your part, then he'll do his. But if you ain't doing your part, then that's where sometimes things fall slack at. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve a God, an awesome God. We serve a right on time God. We serve a right now God. Hallelujah. We have a few minutes. I'm going to open my line back up for prayer. If not, then we're going to go ahead. Amen. I'm going to pray as the Lord leads. Glory to God. I don't see anybody with their hand raised. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord, on today, oh God, for the word of God, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that the word fell on good ground, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to expand the wisdom and the knowledge of your people, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, as they read the word of God. Give them more understanding of it, Lord God. Give them, Lord God, everything they're asking for in your word, Lord God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, let there be no stagnation to them, Lord, as they get ready to go forth, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for opening up their eyes to see you even the more, so they can see you even clearer, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for taking the scales off. They're dropping off right now, oh God, so they can see you in a different light, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you're doing a new thing, Lord God, in the earth on today, Lord. We stand in awe of everything that you're going to do, everything that you're doing right now. You're healing your people. You're setting them free. You're bringing them out of Lodo Bar. Oh, my God. You're releasing the anointing upon those, Lord God, who are asking you for more and more, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And those that need a healing in their body, oh Lord God, Lord, we ask you, God, to heal them, oh God. You're healing lung cancer right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. Oh my God, my God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for healing that lung cancer, oh God. We know, Lord God, you are a miracle working God, and you can work miracles. So Father God, we thank you for healing that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, and we give you glory, oh Lord, and we praise your holy name on high. But we know, Lord God, that everything that we need, Lord God, is in you, Lord. Everything that we want is in you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know that you will withhold nothing back from us, oh Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you that you own a count for 1,000 hills. And, Lord, we thank you that you would give us, Lord God, our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you the glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. That person that he just healed from that lung cancer, if you would you please go online, amen, or you can, yes, send me a message. I want you to inbox me. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because I know you was on there. Hallelujah. I know you was online. Glory to God. So just inbox me. Hallelujah. Because God is real, and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Glory to God. Don't forget about all our shows that's coming up. Glory to God. Ministry with you in mind. God moves, hallelujah, by his spirit. So don't forget to tune in on Tuesday night, on Saturday, hallelujah, Sunday, for the Prophetic Corner Ministries and the Hour Power. Glory to God. And don't forget to give. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You start off where you can. Amen. And then when God raises you up, you do more. So if everybody had to start somewhere. Hallelujah. My God. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now and I'm going to give the benediction. So God is good and he is worthy. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give the, amen, the call to salvation. Then we'll do the benediction. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you're a sinner in need of a Savior, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God. Father God, forgive me of everything that I have done, all the sins that I have committed, and every sin that I thought about, Lord God, that wasn't like you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed, born believer. Dig into the Word of God, start in the New Testament, amen, and it will help you, because some start, you know, and they'll sometimes get confused, but start in the New Testament, hallelujah, and get to you, amen, a Bible-believing church or a Bible study where the Word of God is being taught and broke down so you can understand it in these last and evil days, amen, glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now, and I'm going to give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome rest of the day, and we will see you back on next Sunday. Amen.